When I met Sarah Grace, she was 14 months old, and she was surrounded by colorful toys and smiling women.
How was your time in Delaware?
This is Michelle Lobo, a physical therapy researcher at University of Delaware. Sarah Grace is incredibly cute, but that's not the only reason she's the center of attention here. She was born with arthrogryposis, joint contractures in her arms. Her arms hang limp at her sides, and her hands and fingers are curved towards her body. If she wants to move an object, she has to sway her arms and make a scooping motion with her hands.
The first 8 months, she couldn't use her arms.
That's her mother, Valerie, who requested not to have their last name used in the story to protect her daughter's identity. Valerie, Sarah Grace, and Susan, the grandmother, traveled to Delaware from their home in Georgia. They come to see doctors who specialize in arthrogryposis at Nemours AI DuPont Hospital for Children. But they also swing by the University of Delaware Star campus. When Sarah Grace was about 8 months, Valerie signed her up to be a test subject for a pediatric exoskeleton called the PlaySkin Lift. Michelle Lobo leads its development.
Exoskeletons are devices that are supposed to help people move. So for children who have muscle weakness due to a variety of problems like preterm birth or other diagnoses, they often need devices to help them lift their arms against gravity.
The ability to reach and interact with objects is critical for more than just simple tasks like dressing, eating, bathing. It's also important for brain development in babies because that's how they gather information. Many studies, including those conducted by Lobo herself, recognize that children with impaired motor skills will have significant gaps in critical thinking skills as they get older, unless they are helped by early intervention. That's where exoskeletons like the PlaySkin Lift can help. The sleeves of Sarah Grace's onesie have inserts filled with bundled music wires. The music wires help lift her arms without requiring much energy from her.
So it's sort of like the feeling you would get if you were on a trampoline where it's this bouncy feeling and you want to keep bouncing up and down. That's what you can do with your arms. It keeps kind of springing you back up to that lifted position.
And the cylindrical shape of the wires gives her the ability to move her arm in multiple directions. Most skeletons built for physical therapy don't look like the PlaySkin Lift. They're a lot more noticeable, like the Wilmington Robotic Exoskeleton, or REX, which is made out of hard plastic and metal, giving kids a robotic appearance. Lobo says REX is effective as long as the user actually uses it. But here's the problem these hard exoskeletons pose for kids.
It was really uncomfortable for them. So they couldn't lay down and roll around safely. They couldn't fit in their high chair. They couldn't fit in their little mega saucer and play toys that they use all the time. So then it became a process of putting on, taking off the exoskeleton.
Which over time becomes an annoying enough process for both kids and their parents that they give up on using it. And Lobo couldn't stand the fact that many of her patients were not using these devices.
Yeah, so that was keeping me up at night. And that's where this whole thing started, was that it was really frustrating that we had something that could help these kids. Older kids would choose no function, and parents of younger kids would choose poor arm function rather than using this.
So Lobo put her energy into finding an alternative that, unlike the typical exoskeleton, was affordable, appealing, and comfortable for kids and parents.
We started trying to figure out if we could bring together fashion, engineering, and rehab to see if we could create a solution that people could wear just like a typical garment. But that garment would support your movements.
Her project required the help of fashion designers, namely her PhD student, Martha Hall. So here she is approaching Sarah Grace with measuring tape.
Is it okay for me to take your measurements?
Are you shy? I won't tell anybody your measurements.
Sarah Grace, like most babies, grow pretty quickly, so her garments have to be adjusted quite often. And she makes sure to consider the parents' input as well.
So you mentioned that the sleeves were too short?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just know it hits a little below her wrist.
A year ago, Hall wasn't working on anything related to physical therapy. Her master's thesis in fashion was focused on Hollywood dresses from the 1930s. But now she uses her knowledge of fabrics to make the PlaySkin Lift attractive and functional.
Sometimes we use fabric that you would use for, like, active wear, so like a ballerina costume kind of fabric. We even have one design that uses lingerie fabric, which is really cool.
And they've also made versions that appeal to kids.
You could make it look special, like if you like Frozen, we have a Frozen version. If you like Elmo, we have an Elmo version. We've made also a Spider-Man version. So you can make it look like something that is interesting, that people might actually admire and want.
The materials required to make the play skin lift are pretty cheap, about $10 to $30 at your local craft store. That's a big deal considering the Wilmington robotic exoskeleton runs about $5,000 per arm. Lobo has posted how-to manuals for making the play skin lift online, but she hopes long-term to make the product more accessible.
Ultimately, it would be great if people didn't have to do it themselves, if a company could pick up on this technology and make it inexpensively and get it out to people. So that is the ultimate goal, is to have things like this on the market.
It's not certain how soon the play skin lift may hit the market. It could take a couple of years or more. And they've only tested the product on 36 kids across 15 states, a small sample size. But Valerie says that, at least for Sarah Grace, it's made a big difference.
Before that, she never used her hands at all. They just kind of sat by her sides. And very soon after starting with the onesie, I mean, maybe just even a week or two, she started kind of realizing they were there, picking up toys. And now, when she has the wires in, she can do almost everything that I feel like almost everything a child her age needs to do.
As researchers continue to develop the play skin lift, the hope is that it will help Sarah Grace and others keep up with their peers as they get older. And it might, as long as the kids keep wearing it. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Eli Chen.